sits on top of my shoulders, peeking through the crack between the drapes in the back window. I get a weird feeling that maybe we shouldn't be doing this. My heart pounds like a ticking bomb. Cal, they arrest people for looking in windows. The fat kid could be taking a bath or something. Jeez! The sheriff could drive by. He could slap handcuffs on us and haul our butts to the county jail. Mary and Joseph, Cal calls out. My heart leaps into my throat, but I risk it and trade places with Cal to take a look. It's the back of Zachary Beaver. Through the grimy streaked window, I watch him eating frosted cornflakes from a mixing bowl huge enough to hold 2 boxes of cereal. An opened book is on the table next to the bowl. Man, he can put it away, can't he? Cal says loud enough for Zachary to turn around and yank back the curtain. I wiggle, trying to free Cal's grasp around my ankles, but instead, Cal's grip tightens, and together we fall to the asphalt. What are you looking at, perverts? Zachary yells. And even though the window is closed, his words pierce through the glass and pound our ears.